Penguin Random House Audio presents Where I Belong, Healing Trauma and Embracing Asian American Identity by Soojin Lee, LMFT, and Linda Yoon, LCSW. Read for you by Gina Yi with Catherine Ho and Will Dao. To my parents, you gave up the only world you knew to give us a life beyond your imagination.
수고했어. 사랑해.
To my husband, Jimmy, for embracing our unconventional love story and supporting me through our grief, you make me belong.
Soojin.
To my sister, Eliza, we survived and thrived together. Our healing journey may continue for a lifetime, but you and I are no longer invisible. This book is dedicated to people like us. With love, Linda. Introduction. According to the social tracking of Asian Americans in the 2023 Status Index survey, nearly 80% of Asian Americans reported that they do not feel as though they fully belong or are accepted. This finding reflects the deep-rooted challenges faced by Asian Americans, which are compounded by the resurgence of hate crimes and discrimination triggered by the COVID-19 pandemic. These traumatic experiences, coupled with the historical backdrop of discrimination and marginalization, have created an unsafe environment that further contributes to the struggles of the Asian American community. Where I Belong, Healing Trauma and Embracing Asian American Identity, delves into the complex and often overlooked topic of trauma within the Asian American community. Written by two Asian American mental health professionals, this book offers a unique perspective on the various forms of trauma experienced by the community and provides readers with the tools to begin their own healing journey. Each chapter of this book contains six core components: a quote to guide and focus on the topic at hand, personal stories from the authors and the Asian American community, psychoeducation to provide context, research, and resources, key takeaways, journal prompts for personal reflection, and a grounding exercise to incorporate and hold the reader's material physical experiences. This book is a valuable resource for anyone, particularly in the Asian American community, looking to understand and heal from the effects of trauma. While not all Asians in America may consider themselves Asian Americans, in this book, we use the term Asian American to refer to individuals who identify as Asian and reside in the United States. We know that Asian American individuals may also hold multiple and mixed identities, which we will explore and celebrate. While some Pacific Islander experiences may overlap with those of Asian Americans, we acknowledge our limitations in representing the Pacific Islander community. Thus, we intentionally do not use the term AAPI, Asian American Pacific Islander, unless the Pacific Islander community is included in that specific context. Above all, we encourage you to self-identify as you choose, and to take from this book the lessons and information that apply and resonate with you. The stories shared in this book come from a diverse group of Asian American individuals, each with their own unique experiences and perspectives. They represent a wide range of social identities, from gender identities, ethnicities, and socioeconomic backgrounds to immigrant experiences, highlighting the fact that mental health can manifest differently for everyone. When hearing about other people's stories, we ask that you be open and avoid dismissing or doubting what people have shared with us, even if their experiences differ from your own. Some stories may be triggering or cause discomfort as they discuss intense struggles and challenging thoughts. When you notice any discomfort or tension in your body, take a break. This book is packed with information and stories that provide context for our shared experiences, which may be traumatic. Make sure to take a deep breath, get yourself a warm glass of water or tea, and get comfortable. By sharing these personal stories, we hope to highlight the intersectionalities and complexities of the Asian American experience. It is important to note that the Asian American community is incredibly diverse, and we acknowledge that it's not possible to capture all our unique experiences. However, we hope to offer a glimpse into many different Asian American experiences and show that everyone's journey with mental health is unique. We also hope that you will find common ground with some of the people who share their stories here, and that you will find comfort in knowing that you are not alone in your experiences.
We acknowledge that collective awareness, terms, and definitions constantly change and evolve. By the time you read this, there may be updated or new terms, concepts, and definitions. And please know that we are also growing with you. We hope that in sharing these stories, we model vulnerability throughout the book. We hope this encourages you to begin the journey of being open and vulnerable with your own stories as well. 1. Unpacking our Asian American experiences. Being a fish out of water is tough, but that's how you evolve. Kumail Nanjiani. This is the start of our journey to embracing Asian American identity and trauma healing. We'll begin by defining the terminology we will be using throughout the book to create a foundation of shared language, which will help us to express our experiences. We will also share stories gathered from our community and from our own personal lives to illustrate how therapy has given us the tools to address experiences of challenge and trauma. Defining Asian American. What does it mean to be Asian American? What does it mean to be part of such a diverse identity that spans geography, ethnicity, culture, and even immigration status? How do we decide how to identify? And what does this identity mean to us? The classification of Asian American has had a long and complicated history in the United States. Today, it isn't just an ethnic identity, but a cultural, racial, and political one. To proudly say we are Asian American means embracing our own specific cultural heritages, including language, food, and tradition. As a racial identity, it also means acknowledging that our bodies are categorized and perceived in particular ways, especially under white supremacy and patriarchy, which often ignore our differences and diversity in favor of flattening stereotypes. And the Asian American experience isn't monolithic. Asian American includes fourth-generation Chinese Americans and recent Malaysian immigrants, Sansei Japanese Americans and refugees from Vietnam, Bhutan, and Myanmar, immigrants from Bangladesh, the Philippines, and Nepal, and many other groups. Though we share some things in common as Asian Americans, we also have a vast range of experiences that are reflected in our mental health and well-being and how we move through the world. So how do we talk about being Asian American? Geographically speaking, Asia comprises more than 48 countries and over 2,300 spoken languages. There are 350 different ethnic groups in Southeast Asia alone. As a result, the Asian diaspora is perhaps one of the most complex inter-ethnic and intercultural groups in the world. We have ethnic bodies with identities tied to countries, languages, geographical locations, bloodlines, religion, and more living all over the world. For example, there are ethnic groups like the Hmong people who do not identify with a specific nation and live in different regions including South China, Laos, Vietnam, and the U.S. One's nationality doesn't always equate to one's ethnicity, and one's ethnicity doesn't necessarily define the entirety of one's culture. Even within one country, a multitude of languages are spoken and religions are practiced, and specificities of geography, climate, and resources contribute to widely differing cultures. Due to this diversity, there are a lot of different terms describing Asian, Asian American, and Pacific Islander subcultures, and it becomes even more complicated when we consider how the diasporic experience comes into it. To learn how these terms came into existence in the U.S., let's look back at our history. Beginning in 1860, the U.S. Census included a category for Chinese people, largely immigrants who had come to work in the West, and in 1870, a category was included for the Japanese. In 1910, the census expanded to include other Asian nationalities, such as Filipinos and Koreans. But in the following years, the category of Asian and its included subgroups changed intermittently depending on the U.S.'s political interests. The 1950s were a time of increased military interaction between the United States and Asian countries, which contributed to bringing Asian identity to the forefront of the American mind. Among the various Asian groups, East Asians received the most attention, which is why the term Asia in American culture is still so closely associated with China, Japan, and Korea. Even in the present day, when the term Asian American is mentioned, People often visualize individuals who are East Asian, with fair skin and straight dark.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?